the man sitting opposite me has written a lot about cities. He's an urban historian called Leo Hollis. Leo, welcome to Our View.
Hello.
Is this your first time up here?
It is, absolutely.
What do you reckon?
I'm glad that I'm sitting facing away from the window.
Really?
I have a real thing about heights. But I do feel safe here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite a surprise. So it's extraordinary to sort of see. But in every direction, all you see is city. I love that. It's so expansive.
It is. And it puts London in context, because you do realise that it is an incredibly spread-out city. Is that good for cities, do you think?
I think as we sort of look into the future, it's going to become increasingly a problem. I believe that we can and we should build up and build closer together and, you know, sort of get out of our cars. I think that's, in some ways, the real problem.
Except, though, you can't do that, can you? If you live in Edgware and you've got to get to Croydon, it's a difficult one to walk or bicycle.
Yeah, you know, we need proper transport as well. You know, I think we have got a really good bus and tube system. Despite the grumbles that you sort of feel every morning, it's actually pretty good compared to most other cities. And I think, you know, we should give it a break. And also, you know, sort of jump on the bus. And that is actually the best way to get around town.
And indeed we are. And it has to be said that public transport has got much better. I mean, I remember my youth being scarred by half-hour waits for the number 52 that never came along.
And bicycling. I mean, more people are on their bikes now than ever before.
And I'm one of those as well. Is there a danger, do you think? I mean, not a danger, but it just seems to be a reality that London is kind of turning inside out. I grew up, my parents left Notting Hill to go and live in Hendon. You wouldn't do that now by choice, but they did. That was the way that they saw it. The suburbs were the place to be, and that was they were going to get, you know, they were moving out of what they saw as a slum in an overcrowded inner city area. You know, we had a Georgian house in Notting Hill, which we swapped for a council flat in Hendon. You know, looking back, was that the right decision? But London's kind of turning inside out, isn't it?
Absolutely. Over the last, in some ways, two decades, there has been what one can sort of almost call a sort of swap around, where the inner cities are becoming the wealthy areas, and they're pushing out, regenerating these sort of what were once, you know, I suppose, ignored neighbourhoods. Brixton in particular, places like that,
Hackney.
And this pushes out the poorer into the suburbs, which have less services, less, you know, sort of
why
support
has that
system.
Happened?
I think it's to do with a change in lifestyle,
yeah.
Actually. I think people are certainly looking for a different way of living.
They've embraced urbanism almost, haven't they?
I think they've embraced urbanism. They're also having children late. You know, they're not wanting the suburban house with three bedrooms until much, much later in their lives. And so they want to be closer, more connected within the sort of the inner city. And this is where they work, this is where they play. And often, you know, where they work and they play is very close together now, which beforehand didn't used to be the case.
Where does that leave the suburbs, though?
The suburbs, I think, need a whole new way of thinking. I mean, it's only now that we're starting to sort of see that the suburbs could be potentially the next big problem for the city.
Because that's certainly a problem that's already, like, you know, we still use rather lazily inner city as a shorthand for poor and dangerous and all of that. Whereas in Paris, it's exactly the opposite. It's the banlieue that is poor and dangerous, the outs, the suburbs. And there's a danger of banlieueification here, isn't there?
Absolutely. I think that's actually happening. When you look at the maps of where the 2011 riots were, it was
Croydon,
all in the outside.
Tottenham, or even further out, yeah.
And so we haven't recognised this sort of difference, this change politically, but it's happened. And we need to work out, actually, you know, what these new suburbs are.